Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1751, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Q. Now. Mr. Rosser. Don't lead. Q. What would he do, and what would he do when he would be talking to her and she would be putting the rubbers and pencils? A. Well, he would put those rubbers and pencils. A. He would just show her. Q. What would he make her do when he would put those rubbers and pencils? A. He would just show her. Q. How would he show her? A. He would take up the pencils and show her how to do it. Q. Show her how would he show her? A. He would take up a pencil or two or three of them and put rubbers on them. He would pick up the pencils and show her how to put them on. Q. Take that pencil now and show me how he told her? A. There isn't any tip on it. If you can show me how he told her. A. There isn't any tip on it. Q. You said that he was rendering a pencil to witness. A. Well, he would take the rubbers down here from a box, and he would pick them up and put them on the pencil and show her how to screw them in, you know, before they would go there. A. That was everything I saw him do. Q. Show exactly everything Mr. Frank would do with the packing machine, everything I saw him do. A. Yes, sir. Q. That is everything you saw him do? A. Yes, sir. Q. Who had hold of the pencil? A. He did. Q. Mary, and where would Mr. Frank be? A. Well, he would pick up some more pencils and show her. Stand here and show her. Q. How many times that Mary had hold of the pencil, where would Mr. Frank's hand be? A. I don't know. He would have some of the pencils himself before I did see this. Q. How often did you see this and have some of the pencils himself before I did see this? Q. Mary quit. Didn't work there so very long a period did it cover? A. Before I quit. Q. Yes, I heard him speak to her. Q. What did he call her? A. Called her Mary. Q. Called her Mary? Cross-examination by Mr. Rosser. Q. Did you hear that? Did you really hear him call her name, or are you just telling that from impression? A. I heard it. Q. How long ago was that? A. That was last summer. Q. Last summer you just saw him helping her? A. It was about last summer. Joe Knight, sworn for the movement. On or about the 9th day of April, 1914, I went, together with C.W. Burke and Dan S. Lahan, to 24 Capitol Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, the then residence of Miss Ruth Robinson. I went there for the purpose of swearing Miss Ruth Robinson to an affidavit which has already been to the court shown, signed by Miss Robinson, and sworn to by Miss Ruth Robinson before me as notary public on the 9th day of April, 1914. I read this affidavit over to Miss Ruth Robinson. She said it was the truth, and I swore her to it. She signed it in the presence of myself and C.W. Burke and Dan S. Lahan. Austin C. Denniston, sworn for the movement. I reside at 600 West 161st Street, Borough of Manhattan, State of New York. On the 20th day of November, 1913, I was in the city of Atlanta, State of Georgia, and on that day, Ruth Robertson, who gave her address as 74 Walton Street, Atlanta, Georgia, personally appeared before me in my sitting room at the Wyckoff Hotel and related to me all of the facts and statements contained in a certain affidavit signed and